Well, I don't know how I missed this the first time I came here. Well, not the first time. But yeah, we've been here several times. About my fourth time, Roger Casement. Okay. So he said he died for Ireland the 3rd of August 1916, and there is his name in English. So born in Sandy Cove, Dublin, grew up in County Armagh, baptised in both Christian denominations. And that was it, was a shipping agent, His Majesty's consul in someone in Brazil, also in the Congo Free State, exposed abuses there, later knighted for his humanitarianism, but unfortunately took up the cause of separatism to set Irishmen against Irishmen, and indeed Britain against Britain, all Irish people being British, of course, betrayed the state, the country he'd previously served, and went to Germany in the First World War, was in Norway for a bit, a neutral country, then in Germany. There's a plaque honouring him, and then tried to come with that gunboat, the Auden, to Ireland, but it scuttled when the Royal Navy intercepted it, captured at Bannerstrand on County Kerry, tried to signal to people not to go ahead with Easter Rising, because the guns had not arrived. They're actually Russian guns that the Germans had captured off the Russian army, but it went ahead anyway. He was later found guilty of high treason and executed by hanging at Pentonville Prison, London. Now, people say hanged on a comma. It's all about this medieval legislation about, adhering to the king's enemies, and did it matter whether he was in the realm or out of the realm, when he committed treason when he was in Germany. But I suppose he came back to Ireland with the intention of doing it, but okay, he aborted it because the guns didn't arrive. So that was Roger Casement. His knighthood obviously degraded. And the other thing is the Black Diary is published about his very vigorous gay sex life in Brazil, and there was disputed, was this a forgery to besmirch his reputation? Homosexuality had been seen as absolutely abominable in most countries at the time, but I think the academic consensus is that they are genuine. So there we go. Joseph Conrad, his former friend, refused to appeal for his life. George Bernard Shaw did. So that's him. And his body was exhumed in the late 1960s, the agreement of Harold Wilson's Labour government, and brought back here, meant to bring about reconciliation between the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom. Well, it didn't work. Look at the troubles. So that is Roger Casement. Then I saw over there, graves available. Well, no thanks, not today. I think I'll go home.